We've got Derby with a shoulder DMP, Hireman with a knee, it's DMP, Oswala with a right shoulder limited, Adam Gossis with a hamstring, he was full today, Stevenson with a calf, he was limited, Todd Davis ankle full, Ron Leary elbow full, Damaris Thomas knee, he was limited, Benny Fowler with an ankle, he was full, Brandon Marshall shoulder full, Shane Ray with his wrist, he was full. Cody Latimer with an Achilles, he was limited. Yeah. And Jamal Charles, Pecco, and Tlaib had vet days. They were DMP. Questions, guys?
Is Brock still expected to start with his shoulder?
Yes, Brock's still a starter.
Who is the backup?
He'll be fine. Who's the backup? Mm-hmm. Right now that's being determined. We gave Paxton number two reps today to kind of see where he's at, you know, with his shoulder. And he did fine. He threw the ball fine today. With Brock throw tomorrow, yes, he will.
With Brock not, was he limited? Was he not throwing today?
He threw some today.
Okay.
Just, you know, 5 to 10 yards. So, I mean, he's sore. So he threw some today.
Okay. So he threw more tomorrow. Reps, did Lynch get some number one reps then today? Or?
Yes, when it was a pass, Paxton took the number one reps. When it was a run, Brock took them.
And when you say fine, what looked good about Paxton? What was the places where he
threw the ball fine? He threw the ball fine. He had command of the huddle. It's practice. It should look good in practice.
Is Paxton? I know he was saying last week he hadn't thrown the deep ball yet. Mm-hmm. He was still intermediate. Where is he?
He threw the deep ball today.
Okay.
It looked good.
So he could play if necessary on Sunday.
I would say yes. Yes.
When do you think he'll decide? Number two.
End of the week. You know, we got a long week to go here. You know, we want to get Brock back out there and see where he's at and continue to monitor Paxton and see where we're at on Friday or Saturday.
What does AJ Green do that makes him so
difficult? AJ Green, he's a special talent. He's obviously a taller receiver with great long speed. He has great ball skills. He's got a huge catch radius. He's in hard cover because of his size and his stop and start ability and his long speed. So he's a rare, rare talent.
When did the decision to let Adebali go?
Well, it was more about Mount. You know, Mount's had a great month and a half of practice, rushing the passer and playing on teams. So it was more about Mount earning a opportunity to be on the roster.
Will Isaiah return punts for you this
week? He will not. It's going to be Jordan Taylor.
Vance, have you gotten what you kind of expected from this rookie class this season? I know obviously it's always kind of a, mm-hmm. you know what you're going to get out of guys.
Right.
How has that production been?
Well, when you draft rookies, you're not sure what it's going to be, you know, or the time frame of guys getting ready to play NFL football. You know, obviously our first round pick with Bowles, I mean, he's played every game for us, so I'm pleased there. With Isaiah McKenzie, he's played some good football for us. Langley has played on teams and played some corner for us. But you just never know, you know, when you draft guys, what's the time frames for them to be NFL players.
You obviously had options at punt returner. What about Jordan was the reason that you wanted to
play? Well, I want to get the ball caught. And, you know, that's the first job description for a punt returner. It's to possess the ball. You know, obviously, we want a 10-yard average. You know, that's a decent average, and after that, it's on a guy to make a play. But we have to get the ball caught. You know, we can't have any more issues as far as muffing the punts. So Jordan's going to be the guy until Isaiah can come out of not catching the football.
Will Isaiah return kicks at all?
He will not. That's Booker's job at the moment.
Have you considered using Emmanuel Sanders if it's just about catching the ball?
We have. I mean, he was the backup guy. With the last football game, but I mean he has a huge job, so it's George's job. It's a big job, and he'll do it right for us on Sunday morning.
As you with as tough as the recent stretch has been,
yeah.
Do you see opportunity of righting the ship and get with what you got ahead?
Well, I'll say this: you know, every week we feel that way. You know, we've had great weeks, and it's a big game on Sunday because it's our next game. So I feel good about our football team playing well on Sunday.
How do you feel about your depth at the tight end position with Hireman and Derby banged up?
It's an issue. You know, we have to rectify that. We have a trailer, you know, on our practice squad that we can bring up. I mean, he'll help us if need be.
Thank you.
in the last couple of years, the defense was able to camouflage some issues, even turnovers, but this year after takeaways, it's been an issue. Did you sense that maybe the weight of carrying the team has just come to bear, or is it something going on schematically after turnovers?
Right, you mean sudden change?
Yeah, sudden change.
Our sudden change from about week four until about week seven was really good. The last 2 weeks it hadn't been good. And obviously when you're facing better offenses and it's a short field, it's tough to stop teams, you know, when it's a short field and it's first and 10. But overall it's been pretty good. You know, I've been pleased with it. But the bottom line is we can't give the ball away. You know, we shouldn't be in that situation at all. If it happens, we got to force field goals.
What did you learn from working under Marvin?
Well, you know, Marvin obviously has been there for a long time, 15 years, and it took Marvin a long time to get his football team to be competitive, and he stayed with the process. You know, he didn't change the process. It's tough to stay with something when you're not having success, but being around Marvin and watching Marvin operate every day, it's a attitude of getting better every day and just trust and stay with the process.
When Paxton is fully healthy, would he get a shot at the starting job this season?
My only concern is Sunday. That's Brock's job on Sunday.
Demonte Peko told us that when he was in his position group meeting on Monday that the guys weren't lining up correctly. How surprising is that midway through the season?
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Demonte Peko told us that guys were not lining up correctly against the Patriots. How surprising is that midway through the season?
Well, I'll say this. You know, I don't recall that. You know, every game you have some issues of getting a close call and getting lined up, but that was not the case. I don't recall that.
The first quarters, not being able to score a touchdown in the first quarter during the losses, how do you kind of fix that? How do you get back to the way they were playing the first couple games?
Of not scoring touchdowns?
Yeah.
It's basically execution. You know, if it's the first quarter, second, or third, or fourth quarter, you know, we've been down there early in football games and not scoring touchdowns. It's execution. You know, we got to play better down there and get it done and push the ball into the end zone.
Was there a discussion internally about bringing Jonathan Williams up to the 53 when the Saints showed interest?
It was not. You know, we've got four healthy backs right now, including a fullback, so we got five in the room, so we had no room as far as an extra number for running back.
Vance, you could have been here a couple of years ago as D coordinator, and Mike Brown blocked you.
Yeah.
Any still have some ill feelings about that and, you know, have extra motivation this Sunday?
I don't. You know, that was a contract issue. That was not personal. It worked out. You know, it worked out for everyone. But, no, that wasn't personal at all. That was a contract issue.
Have you seen anything extra from Domata this week and in the Cincinnati game?
I have not. I mean, it's Wednesday, but, you know, he's going to be Domata. He's going to play hard and play fast and help us win.
Vance, besides punt return, will there be any other changes in line?
It won't be. At the moment, we'll see.
Time for a few more for the coach, if there is anything. Okay.
Good.
Thank you,
Thank you guys. Okay. Enjoy your day.